Module 6. Recreation and Sports. The Cowboy Yodeler. Wiley Gustafson is a real-life cowboy and a singer. He lives in Montana in the United States. He sings with his country music band to crowds of people all over the world. He has visited China, Japan, South America, and Europe. You might have heard the Yahoo advert, in which he sings the company's name. The way he sings Yahoo is called yodeling. It is an old way of singing that Wiley has made fashionable again. In fact, he has made country music popular again with young people. Though he has become very famous throughout the world, Wiley continues to live a simple life on the ranch where he grew up. He loves nothing better than riding his horse over the mountains where he lives. He has always loved horses and has won many horse riding championships. Extracts from a poem written by Wiley may explain it. The most important thing my dad taught me was how to yodel when you're happy. When I'm yodeling my songs, it feels like I'm singing to the stars. The one thing my wife would like to change about me would be to take off my cowboy boots before I come into the house. I can get pretty riled up, upset when I see an animal, especially a horse, mistreated. I know folks are having a good time when they're smiling and tapping their feet. I know a good horse when I feel its heart. What I can tell you for sure about tomorrow is there is no certainty in it, and it doesn't do a bit of good to worry about it. People who watch Wiley perform love him as much as they love his music. He is not only talented, but also friendly and humble. He has a lesson to teach us. Even in success, we should remember the important things in life: family, friends, staying true to ourselves, being humble, and enjoying life. Become a movie producer. Carl and Chris are two brothers from a small town in Australia. When a mother kangaroo dropped her baby, they decided to look after it. The kangaroo was always running around their garden, and their family loved to play with it. They made a short movie about this. It became popular on the internet at once and had many hits. We say that a movie has a hit each time someone watches the movie on the internet. Nowadays, anyone with a mobile phone can make a movie. And if you can load it onto a media sharing website such as YouTube, you have an audience. You have become a movie producer. Carl and Chris love this new technology because it allows them to share their lives with people all over the world. Although they live in a small town, in a very remote part of the world, they can show young people all over the world what they do on the weekends for fun and what their family life is about. In another movie that they made, they attached the camera to a remote control airplane and flew it high over their grandparents' farm. Their grandparents live on a very large farm in a forest. They also made a movie of themselves ramping with their bicycles into a river on the farm. In the West, in English classes at high school, young people often have to make movies for projects. Sometimes they produce stories and dramas based on famous works by writers such as Shakespeare. Sometimes their teachers want them to make movies that explore problems such as bad behaviour or learning difficulties. But the most fun is when young people decide to make their own movies based on their own lives and their own ideas. Have you ever thought of making a movie about your life? Would you like to show other young people in other parts of the world where you live, where you go to school, and the games that you and your friends like to play? Why don't you also become a movie producer?
The high jump in the 1936 Olympics. One news story about the modern Olympics is about men pretending to be women to enter the women's events. People are arguing about how fair it is to test women athletes to make sure they are not men. One side argues that men are stronger, so will win any women's event. They say that athletes are tested to make sure they are not using drugs to win. And more importantly, women should be tested to make sure they are not men. The other side argues that this is unfair to women. They say skill is more important than strength. But has this ever really happened? The answer is yes, several times. The most famous case is that of Dora in the 1936 Olympic Games. The Olympics were held in Berlin, Germany, 3 years after the Nazis came to power. The Nazis wanted to win lots of events at the Olympics. But they had wrong ideas about race. They did not want black or Jewish people in the German team. But many of their best athletes were Jewish. The Nazis did not let these athletes compete. But that meant they might lose events. One event that the Nazis thought they might lose was the women's high jump. So the Nazis sent a male athlete, Hermann Ratchen, to compete under the name of Dora. Did he win? No. Dora came fourth. The winner was a young Jewish woman from Hungary. She jumped 1.6 metres. Dora only jumped 1.58 metres. So men do not always win.